News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 33. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Sunshine today, a high of 40. Clear and cool tonight, down to 24. Sunshine a bit warmer, a high tomorrow, 45. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. And here's your top story at 6.
The search continues for a missing kayaker in the Pawpaw River near Waterville Lake.
The Marion County Sheriff's Department tells us 35-year-old Corey Wright has been missing since around 7 p.m. Tuesday. That's when police were called after two kayakers made it to shore after their kayaks hit a log jam. Wright of Niles did not make it back to shore. The search for Wright has been complicated by the high river level and swift currents this week. The Sheriff's Department tells us it's searching water between 3 and 12 feet deep. Jacob Holmes reporting.
The Marion County Sheriff's Department's initial estimate for flood damages, about $3.5 million, but that number could go up as some of the roads in Royalton Township still can't be accessed. Several agencies responding to floods gave the public an update yesterday. Here's Anthony Mayard with the Marion County Equalization Department.
Right now we have about 306 properties that were touched. Of those 306, 94 are classified as just affected. 124 were classified as minor. 74 were classified as major. And 6 were classified as destroyed.
So what's next for the most affected individuals in home repairs? Well, the Marion County Health Department's Nikki Britton says that comes with some new concerns.
It's important to use some protective gear such as rubber gloves, boots. In some instances, it might be appropriate to wear a mask if there's suspicion of mold.
If there is mold, call a contractor. The Red Cross says about half of the people who were staying at its shelter in Berrien Springs have now left. It's prepared to continue offering shelters at a different location if need be.
Few details have been released, but Van Buren County Sheriff's deputies are investigating the shooting death of a man in a mobile home park outside of South Haven. They say they were dispatched to the scene of the homicide of the Port of Call West mobile home park at about 9 last night. The only thing we know about the victim is that he's a man in his 40s. The only information released about the gunman is that the suspect left the scene and apparently remains at large.
The Michigan House approving a plan from State Representative Mary Whiteford designed to make it easier to get treatment for those struggling with mental illness. Whiteford of Casco Township still tells us the measure creates a psychiatric bed registry in Michigan that healthcare professionals can access for real-time information about the availability of inpatient beds.
I'm just really honored that my colleagues realize that this is an important step towards getting care to the people who need it most.
The bill came out of the Michigan House Mental Health Task Force that met around the state last year. Whiteford was on that task force. Her bill was one of five mental health bills passed by the State House this week. Other bills require public schools to adopt a mental health first aid courses for teachers and enact time limits on psychological evaluations for court defendants.
The big winner's circle benefit auction for Lake Michigan College is Saturday. Tomorrow, Lake Michigan College Foundation Director Mary Clem telling WSJM News the 28th annual event will help students from all over the community afford an education at LMC.
It began as an auction to raise money for a class the college adopted from Benton Harbor School so that once they graduated from high school, they would have scholarship dollars to attend here at the college, and it's grown from that.
The annual auction often raises as much as $300,000. Clem tells us the tickets to tomorrow's auction at the Mendel Center are all sold out, but anybody can bid online for items up for grabs in the silent auction. Things available include restaurant certificates to travel packages to having some guy named Pat Moody do a broadcast for your business. There's a link to the online auction at WSJM.com.
Volunteers needed this weekend in Berrien Springs, and you should know you're going to get dirty. Berrien County Sheriff's Department tells us people who want to help out those who were affected by the flooding in the River Springs Estates mobile home community are welcome to come down to Berrien Springs Water Treatment Plant both tomorrow and Sunday. Those who go will wind up at the mobile home park helping residents clean up their properties. The Sheriff's Department will have dumpsters out at the site. Gloves and protective masks will be provided to cleanup volunteers. There's also some safety training prior to cleanups. You need to know volunteers need to register in advance at the United Way of Southwest Michigan's website. We have a link to that at WSJM.com. The cleanup events will be tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 2. Again, you have to register in advance, though, at the website, of the United Way of Southwest Michigan. We have a link to that at WSJM.com. WSJM News Time 6:05. It's 33. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was down 420. The NASDAQ dropped 92. The S&P 500 down 36. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, saying goodbye to America's pastor.
Being a foster grandparent has definitely given me a purpose in life.
I'm a bad student because of her.
Foster grandparents are role models, tutors, and friends to children with exceptional needs.
So we go into the classroom and work with those children who are not quite up to their grade level.
Best part of being a foster grandparent volunteer, watching the light up in a kid's eyes.
And you can see their success, and it's really rewarding.
I am so proud of the work that I do here.
It is the best feeling in the world.
She helps me with reading sometimes.
I love Grandma Lydia.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma Carol.
Thanks, Grandma Jen, for helping me.
I'm living again, and the foster grandparent did that for me.
It's the best part of my life.
To learn more about how to become a foster grandparent and help children in need, call 1-800-942-2677 or visit SeniorCorps at nationalservice.gov.
WSJM News Time, 6:06, 34 degrees. Thousands are expected to turn out for the Reverend Billy Graham's funeral today in Charlotte, North Carolina, including the president and vice president.
This is a funeral that's been in the works for years.
More than 2,000 guests are expected to attend the funeral, including family, friends, dignitaries, and more than 100 international delegates from 50 countries.
Mark DeMoss, a spokesman for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, saying Graham's son Franklin will deliver the message from a pulpit, which
is the one his father used at his crusades in the 1990s.
The entire funeral is expected to last about an hour and a half. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Charlotte.
President Trump met with NRA officials at the White House and appears to have walked back a statement that he made during an earlier bipartisan meeting when he promised to take action. ABC's Tara Palmieri reports from Washington.
President Trump met with leaders of the gun lobby on Thursday night in what he called, quote, a great meeting. But this proposal,
take the guns first, go through due process second,
was a step too far for the gun lobby. NRA Executive Director Chris Cox suggested that at the meeting, the president changed his tune, tweeting, POTUS and VPOTUS support the Second Amendment, support due process, and don't want gun control. It's his second meeting with the NRA since the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
The new president and CEO of USA Gymnastics released a video yesterday providing an update on reforms made in response to the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. In the video, Carrie Perry says the stories she heard from Nassar survivors during sentencing hearings broke her heart, but also strengthened her resolve.
I commit to you as the leader of this organization that I will keep their powerful words and experiences at the core of every decision I make every day.
Also yesterday, a University of Michigan gymnast became the first male to come forward with allegations that Nassar sexually assaulted and sexually harassed him. Jacob Moore says it happened when he was 16. His sister, Cameron, was also abused by Nassar and spoke at one of his sentencing hearings in the Lansing area earlier this year.
After losing his top secret security clearance this week, the president's son-in-law is under additional scrutiny for some White House meetings he had with bank executives. ABC News senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega has the latest.
According to the New York Times, two major Wall Street companies loaned Jared Kushner's family business more than $500 million after executives had multiple meetings with Kushner in the White House. One of those executives even discussed the possibility of a White House job. A spokesman for Kushner's lawyer says the president's senior advisor has had no role in the Kushner company since joining the government, adding that Kushner has followed the ethics advice he has received for all of his work, which include the separation from his business and recusals when appropriate.
Time to get serious about the Oscars. Sunday is Hollywood's biggest night. ABC's Jason Nathanson taking a look at what movie might win the big one, Best Picture.
This is a fun year because it's kind of up in the air.
Took a poll, did you, Father?
Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri probably has the best chance. If you read the tea leaves, its biggest win being top prize from the Producers Guild, which is the best predictor when it comes to Best Picture. But it's hardly a lock.
Oh, Duke, this is Eliza.
The Shape of Water has the most nominations and some buzz, and there seems to be a lot of chatter surrounding Jordan Peele's race-based horror flick Get Out.
Good to see another brother around here.
We'll find out Sunday. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. Men's basketball Big Ten tournament, Michigan beating Iowa in overtime 77-71. It was Rutgers over Indiana 76-69. On the women's side, Indiana beating Michigan State in four overtimes 111-109, and Michigan beat Penn State 77-48.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now, 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.